Good morning. This is Marilyn and Jet with your 8 a.m. Zet Lines. In local news, the Australian Medical Association calls for urgent end-of-life care funding ahead of the June state budget. The AMA states the Queensland government must use the budget to invest in palliative and aged care, including voluntary assisted dying services. $171 million was promised in the 2022-23 state budget. However, AMA Queensland President Dr. Maria Bolton says it is unclear what programs have been supported and where the remaining funds have been allocated. Dr. Bolton says there is a significant gap between the supply of services and community demand, particularly in remote First Nations communities. In national news, a new study confirms there was historic low wages under the coalition government. The Australian Council of Trade Unions reports that for everyday Australians, better wage support is a necessity for the 2024 budget. ACTU President Michelle O'Neill states Peter Dutton drove down wages as his answer to economic growth. While progress has been made under the Albanese government, more work is needed to restore from such stagnation.
In other news, the Housing Industry Association welcomes the Homes for Australia budget plan. The $11.3 billion package will cover improvements to social housing, crisis accommodation, and infrastructure funding. It will also work with tertiary education sectors to increase the supply of student accommodation to reduce pressures on the private housing market. $1 billion will go towards the construction of public infrastructure, which HIA Managing Director Jocelyn Martin says is crucial for states and territories to make home construction ready sooner. For your weather today, Brisbane is as cool as everyone who subscribed during April Atonement. Yeah, thank you, you cool cats. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6.4, which is in the high band. That's all for your 8 a.m. news. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime,